After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
No, you want to really be honest and clear looking at yourself and your stuff and see what's going on in there and start to release it little by little. And as that intensity of those emotions fade, there is possibility for letting go of that anger and expanding your heart towards that person who you had seen as an enemy.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Namate Namah Om Hanumate Namah Om Hanumate Om Hanumate Om Hanumate Namaste Namah Om Namaste Namah Om Namaste Om Namaste Om Namaste Namaste Namah Om Ham Namaste Namah Om Ham Namaste Om Ham Namaste Ham Namaste Namah te namaha. Om Hanumate namaha. Om Hanumate.
Hum, Hanumate Nama. Hum is a Bij mantra, B-I-J. I, J, Bij. Bij means seed. It's a seed syllable. It's a powerful mantra sound in itself that invokes the being that it connected with. And in this case, we're talking about Hanuman. So Hanuman, his bij mantra is hum. Sometimes it's pronounced hung, not hung, that's something else. Although that's in some Hanuman mantras. But the hum, Hanumate. I used to pronounce it hung, Hanumate. But I was corrected very directly. And when I said, but it's written like that, and Mr. Tuari said, you're going to talk to me about books. So, Om Hum Hanumate, Hum Hanumate Nama. All right, let's see if I can find the questions. Can you please talk about forgiveness? It's a beautiful song by the Eagles. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Don Henley sings it. About really fully and completely letting go of past hurts and betrayals. Not just a little bit, really fully and completely. Oh my goodness, that's a very powerful, that's a big thing there you want. Really fully and completely. Well, good luck, you know, little by little is what you do. So yeah, forgiveness. It's not something you do to others. You don't really forgive others. The first thing to work on is your own reactions and to let go of the intensity of the emotion, if possible. At least notice in a witnessing kind of way how much that emotion is pushing you around inside. And that's very hard. That's really difficult. And of course, since we feel victimized by other people because other people are being themselves in ways that hurts us, seems to hurt us, we get angry at them. And that's what we do as human beings. We get angry at other people. And of course, on the human level, daily life level, it's reasonable to be angry when you're hurt and to be hurt when you're hurt. You can't up-level it in your head. You can't pretend it didn't happen. If you're hurt, if there's some betrayal, some pain that you're feeling, that's the result of interactions with other people. First of all, you recognize the pain is in you. You can't do anything to change other people. The only place we might get a vote on how we feel is within ourselves. And that's a tough one because we're not used to taking responsibility for our own states of mind. We're always blaming other situations outside of us for causing us pain. Now, we might feel pain based on things that happen with people or situations outside of us, apparently outside of us. But where do we feel it is within? So this is where we have to work on it. There's no sense trying to forgive somebody by up-leveling it in your head. That won't work. But when we can begin to release some of that energy and those negative emotions, painful emotions, then we might see the situation a little differently. We might recognize that even though it looks like we were the target of somebody's negative, painful actions, we might notice that It could have been anybody, because it was coming out of that person, because that's who that person is. And once we can begin to let go a little bit of feeling the victim, then we can start to imagine what for letting go of the anger for the person, which would be forgiveness. But this is big time stuff. And the only way, well, not the only way, but a very important part of learning how to deal with these kind of issues is doing regular spiritual practice. Can't get around it. This is the only way to really develop the inner strength to let go, the inner clarity to understand what really went on, and the inner kindness to yourself that will allow you to see the other person more clearly and recognize that all the pain that this person caused you came out of their own pain and they are suffering. And if it wasn't you, it was going to be somebody else in the same position. You know, we take everything so personally, we really do, and we can see why. I mean, we're people, so we take things personally. But, you know, you might work in an office and there might be somebody in the office who always has a sour face and never says hello to you, never smiles. And you make up a whole story in your head about this person and why they don't like you and what did you ever do to them and why don't they smile and this and stuff. You know, then you find the guy or the woman has a migraine or has cancer or has some issue that you couldn't have even imagined. And then you realize that you've just made up a whole story that wasn't true. Now, from a very absolute point of view, no story is true that we make up, because we don't live in another person's head. We don't know what another person is really feeling. We don't know what happened to that person. It's like with our parents. We know them as our parents. And if you live long enough and have a long enough relationship with them and you get older, you can learn other things about your parents. You can start to see them as people as well as parents. But we can never know, for the most part, what our parents went through, what their trauma was, what their pain was, what their betrayals were, what caused them to be the way they are and pass this pain on to us. It's not like they wanted to, but they had no choice. On one level, they had no choice. So it's a big thing. But certainly one thing you don't want to do is try to hypnotize yourself into pretending that you forgive someone. No, you want to really be honest and clear looking at yourself and your stuff, and see what's going on in there and start to release it little by little. And as the intensity of those emotions fade, there is possibility for letting go of that anger and expanding your heart towards that person who you had seen as an enemy. How do I relate with the negative, less enlightened aspects of myself? Well, you're looking at it. How do I relate with it? Well, you know, when I judge myself, when I'm angry with myself, when I'm frustrated with myself, when I'm loathing myself, I try to let it go. It's not easy. But the more years and years and years that I've been involved with this stuff, this practice, these practices, there's a deepening of the center of gravity and a less attachment, identification with those storylines. But you know, you gotta laugh sometimes. We're useless, you know. We think we're such great high beings. We're doing spiritual practice. Yeah, I'm meditating. Oh yeah, great. And then we go out and get pissed off because somebody cuts us off on the road, you know, driving. It just shows you where you're at, which is good. We need to see where we're at. We should not be living in fantasy land, because now is the time that we have to deal with this stuff, to work on ourselves. So, how did Maharaji meet Dada Mukherjee? Well, Dada was one of Maharaji's great devotees. He was extraordinary. He was just fully immersed in Maharaji. And at the same time, he was a leading economics professor in India. And a communist economics professor. In India, communism is not political as much as it's about the economy. So he was a young man. He was in his first years of college, and he went back home to Bengal, to outside Calcutta, for the holidays. And he bought a day pass on public transportation. So with a day pass, for 24 hours, you could go anywhere on the ferries, on the boats, on the trains, the buses. You could go as many places as you want for one price, a very low, a very, very cheap price. So he bought a day pass and he was cruising around, and he thought that he wanted to go up to the temple where Ramakrishna lived in Dakshineswar, which is just up the river from Calcutta, on the river. And he wasn't going as a spiritual seeker. He had no use for spirituality at all, no use for religion, nothing, because he was an intellectual economics professor. So at that time, he was a student. Now, also, he was a Brahmin, and his father had initiated him, done a ceremony where he's given his Brahmin thread. And at that time, you're also given the mantra, the Gayatri mantra. Very beautiful, very powerful mantra. And you're initiated in that mantra, and you're expected to repeat that every day a certain number of times. So, now what happened was Dada's father died very shortly after giving him the sacred thread. And so to honor his father, Dada continued to do the Gayatri every day. Not because it was spiritual, not because he was doing any practice, but because in memory of his father. So now here's this guy, this college student, cruising around Calcutta. Now he gets on a ferry to go up the river to Dakshineswar to visit this pilgrimage place. So he goes there and he bows to the temple, and then it's the middle of the day in the summer, and it's like 190 degrees, right? Very hot, and it's the middle of the afternoon. So he goes next to the main temple. There's a series of small Shiva lingams, little temples. And I haven't been there, so I haven't seen it, but I think they're only about this high. And inside is a lingam, a Shiva lingam, and there's a number of them in a row, like 9 or 10 or 11, something like that. So it's a, and there's this big courtyard right there. And these Shiva lingams are at the end of, edge of the courtyard. So he goes across the courtyard and he bows to the lingam and he bows to the next one, only so he could say he did it, not because he had any spiritual ideas. So he's bowing to this one, he's bowing to that one. And then he turns to go to the next one. And all of a sudden, there's this bulky gentleman standing there. Out of the blue, 2 seconds before there was nobody there. And now he turned around and there's this guy. And the guy says to him, come here, I'll give you a mantra. And Dada says, I won't take it. I don't want any mantra. Nay, come here, I'll give you a mantra. You'll take it. And Dada says, I will not take it. And they argued back and forth. So finally, basically, just to get away from this guy, he said, okay, give me a mantra. And the guy gave him a mantra. And then Dada turned around and bowed to the lingam, and he turns around again, and there's nobody there. This happened in the 30s. So Dada was like, what? What? He was like, what happened? You know, anyway, so he finished, and then he went home, and that's the story. And he never thought of it again. But because he had promised this person, So this guy is telling him, you do this mantra, I'll give you the mantra. And Dada said, I won't take it. And then this guy says, when you do your Gayatri in the morning, when you take your bath, then you repeat this mantra. And Dada was like, how does he know that? Because he didn't wear a thread. He had no sign on him that he did the Gayatri, that he was a Brahmin at all. And somehow this guy knew that. So that shocked him a little bit. So he said, okay, give me the mantra. So he gives him the mantra. He turns to bow to the lingam. He turns around and there's nobody gone, nobody there. So many years go by, almost 25 years or something. And Dada's now living in Allahabad. He has his own house there, belongs to his uncle, and he's staying there with his wife and an aunt, and maybe his mother. And he meets Maharaji, which is a story in itself. You should read this book called By His Grace. It's a really wonderful book. And these stories are in it. So I won't tell that story, but anyhow. So Dada became a devotee of Maharaji. Just somehow it happened. And after some years, Maharaji used to go away in the winter. He used to come to the house there in Allahabad and then go on a pilgrimage. And one year he took Siddhima and her husband, Tularam Shah, with them on this pilgrimage. And when they came back from the pilgrimage, it turns out they had gone to Calcutta and they had visited Ramakrishna's temple in Dakshineshwar. And while they were there, Maharaji casually said to Tularam, see here, this is where I gave Dada his mantra. So when they returned to Allahabad, Tularam told Dada what Maharaji had said. Dada had no idea that that bulky gentleman that he had met 25 years before was Maharaji. So this is how Maharaji gets his work done. He just does what he has to do. He shows up one way or another, inside, outside. But because Dada, also remember, because Dada said he would do the mantra, he did do the mantra every day. When he was taking his bath and doing, the same time he did the Gayatri, he would do this mantra because he said so. That's the kind of person Dada was. He was a very unique individual. So that's the story of the first meeting with Maharaji. And the story about of when he meets again Maharaji many years later in Allahabad, that's in the book By His Grace, which you can get. It's on Amazon, or you can get it from the temple in Taos or some other place, but it is a Kindle book too. Somebody's asking, how will I survive getting up early for the upcoming stream from the Ganga? Well, I can do it. Don't worry. When I put my mind to it, I can do it. I don't know what this means. Would appreciate your thoughts on how one can reduce the feeling of imposter syndrome. I'm sorry, but I don't know what that is. So maybe next week or some other time you can explain what it is. Hello from Glasgow, Scotland. Two questions. Can I sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without being a devotee? I read somewhere you have to be a devotee. If you're singing the Hare Krishna Mantra, you are a devotee, but you're not. It doesn't mean you've been initiated into any particular lineage. Anyone can sing the Hare Krishna Mantra. You do not have to be initiated officially into a particular teaching or lineage or guru. All these mantras, these names of God, are free and clear for everyone. So do not feel like you can't sing them. You can absolutely sing them as much as you can. When I was in India, yes, no, everything I know, my doorway into all this is Maharaji. Into the goddess, into Hanuman and Ram, the whole thing. Maharaji, for me, is I entered into all those, all that, all that through Maharaji. And we saw how the Indian devotees treated him. We learned how they saw him. We learned how they saw the other deities and how they approached them, how they worshiped them, what it meant to them. And we learned, we absorbed it all. But for me, it was all, Maharaji encompasses all that for me. Neem Karoli Baba for me are all of the above, so to speak, so. But that doesn't mean, he was believed to be, you know, Hanuman himself. But what does that even mean? I don't know. What does that really mean? I have no clue. But that's something. So there. Did Maharaji ever talk about the importance of worshiping God in the form of the Divine Mother? Absolutely. All the time. The only other, well, in the temple in Kenchi, there was the first temple was Hanuman, was Hanumanji's temple. And then later on, Lakshmi Narayan, who is like the manifestation through which Ram and Sita manifest, and Krishna also, and then Shiva, Lingam. Those three temples were there. But when we were there, when the Westerners were there in 72, he actually built, at that time, a new temple in the courtyard to Durga, goddess Vindhyavasini Durga Devi, a form of Vaishnavi Shakti, the Shakti of Vishnu. There in the temple, and the worship went on. In fact, he made me the priest there for some short time when the temple was first opened. So the goddess is a very big part of my life. And I remember one time somebody asked him something about someone, some other saint, he said, I follow the mother, something like that. So yeah, he knew the goddess. I mean, And Siddhima, his great devotee, Maharaja himself said she was a manifestation of Durga as well. So there was tremendous goddess presence there. My father is transitioning and wants to be with others on his last days and has asked to come to my home to leave the body to pass. How can I honor this without the lasting memory etched in my mind and cause me and my family this trauma? The time is drawing near. Your father wants to be surrounded by love. He doesn't want to be alone. That's the greatest gift you could give him, is to allow him to be surrounded by love. And if you open your heart, then the trauma you're worried about won't be the same, won't be like you think it is. Your fears and worrying about yourself and your family, that's all. That's only because you haven't opened your heart. Maharaji said, while your parents are alive, the greatest worship you can do is to serve your parents. He did. But if you think about it, we're made up of our parents. They are the agents of karmic transmission. We're made up of their DNA, of their cells. Not to mention all the mishigas that they drop on us as we're growing up. So to have this opportunity to be with your father and drop all your bullshit and really open up and love him and send him off with love is an incredible, amazing opportunity. You are very lucky, very lucky, very blessed. So step up to the plate and do the right thing. And there's nothing wrong with dying. It happens to everybody. And your father is asking to send him off with love. What could be better? What could be more healing for you also? Now you're going to have to let go of all your shit and just love this being without whom you would not exist as you are. So good luck. Maharaji did not... He did prohibit some yoga asanas at the ashram. One time, a woman was doing a headstand in the courtyard, and he stopped her and he said, if you do a headstand and your diet is not very, very sattvic and very pure, the impurities in the food will go into your brain. So he told her not to do it. But none of us were doing asana anyway. We were with God. We didn't do anything. We didn't meditate. We didn't do asana. All we did was stare at Maharaji and sing. Okay. The story of the 4 a.m. Hanuman Chalisa is that I woke up in the morning one day. I woke up at night and I was dreaming that I was singing that melody. And so it was 4 a.m. So the next day, and I recorded it because I would never remember. So the next day, I listened to it again. And that was the 4 a.m. chalisa. To tell you the truth, it wasn't the chalisa. It was the Bajrang Ban, which is another long prayer to Hanuman. But when it came time to record it, I wasn't ready to share that with people. I thought that would be too hard for people. I wanted them to enjoy that beautiful melody. So we did a chalisa instead. And you know, when we were in the studio, we were all in this room together, me and the whole posse. And we were rehearsing. We were like, I was teaching them the melody. And it was so much fun, but we didn't record that. We should have recorded that because that was really great, but we didn't think of it at the time.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
So, but it's a good one. I love that melody. Okay.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Purave Sachidananda Murthaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejasa. Thank you. Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Om 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 Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Namah. Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya. Shambhu Shankara Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Shambhu Namah Shivaya. Vidya Shankara Namah Shivaya. Om 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 Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah. Shivaya Namah. Shivaya Namah.
This is it.
Shri Guru Charan Saroja Raj Jimmanu Mukur Sudari Varano Raghu Bharadimala Jasu Jodaya Kupalachari Buddhihin Tanu Janike Sumiram Pavan Kumar Siyaram Pala Buddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Arukales Bekar Siavara Ram Chanda Padaje Sharana Jay Jay Hanuman Gyan Guna Saga Jay Kapisa Tiuloka Ujaga Ram Duta Tulita Baladam Anjani Puta Pavan Sutana Mahavira Bekram Pajarangi Mati Nivar Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Varana Viraj Subesa Kanan Kundala Kunchita Kesa Atta Bajra Urtaja Viraj Kande Muja Jane Usaj Shankara Suvan Kesari Nandan Eja Pratapa Mahajagaban Devan Guni Ati Chatur Ram Kaj Kari Beko Atu Prabhu Chart Suni Beko Rasiya Ram Lakhan Sita Man Basiya Sukshma Rupa Darsya Hindakava Vikata Rupa Dar Lanka Jarava Bhima Rupa Dar Asur Sahari Ramachandra ke khaj samvad Vaya sajeevana lakna jiyaye Shri Raghubir har shivralai Pati keen hi bohut parai Tumma mamma priya bartai samabai Sahas badan tumma roj sagaun Asakai shri pati kanta lagaun Sanakadika Brahmadi Munisa
Narad Sharad Saita Ahisa Yamakuber Digapal Jahante Kabhi Ko Bidkai Sake Kahante Tum Upakar Sugriva Hinkina Rama Melaya Rajapad Dina Maro Mantra Bibhishana Mana Lankeshwar Bhai Sab Jagajan Sahasra Jodhan Parabhan Ilyotai Madhura Palajan Prabhu Mudrika Nilimukha Mahi Chalad Langi Gai Achar Janahi Durgam Kaj Jagat Ke Jete Sugam Anugrah Tumare Tete Ram Duare Marakovare, Otana Agya Binu Pezare, Sab Suklahe, Tumhare Sharana, Tumara Chakakahu Kodaran, Apana Tej Samaro Ape, Ino Loka Hankatin Kampe, Utpasashan Katanahi Ave, Mahavir Jabanam Sunave, Nase roga hare sab pir Japat nirantara anumat bir Katate anuman churave Man kam bachan dhyan jo lave Sab pararam tapasvi raj Tinake kaj sakal tum saj Or manorat jo koe lave Sove amit jivan pal pave Charon yuga partap tumhara He parusid jagat ujiyar Sadhu sant ke tumara kovare Asura nikandan ram dulare Ashta siddhi no nidhi ke data Savardina janaki mata Amara sayan tumare pasa Sadaro ho ragupati ke dasa Tumare bhajan ram ko pave Janam janam ke dukh bisarave Dakal raguvar pur jai Jahan janam har bhakt kahai Od devata chit na darai Hanumat se sarv sukh karai Sankat kate mirte sab pira Jo sumire Hanumat balbir Je Hanuman gosai Kapa karo guru dev kinai Jo sat bar phat kad koi Chut hi bandhi maha sukh hoi यह पर हनुमान चलेस हो या सिद्धि साकी गणेश तुलसीदास सदा हरि छेर की जय नाथ हृदय मंदिर अवनत नय संकट हरण मंगल मूर्ति रूप से आराम राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसव सुर भूप से आवर राम छंद पद जय शरण मंगल मूर्ति मारुत नंदन सकल अमंगल मूल निकंद मंगल मूर्ति मारुत नंदन सकल अमंगल मूल निकंद राम जय राम Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Ram Jay Ram Jay Ram Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Jai Sri Ram Jay Baba Hanuman
Sankat mochan kripa nidha. Ram de jera, Ram de jera. Ram de 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 Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram.
Thanks for coming and singing tonight. This is the way we keep the fire burning. Try to keep that warm glow in the heart alive. So, if we know anything about a path at all, if we know there might be a way to live in this world in a good way, with an open heart, without fear, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, all of us be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and that ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Take good care. Much love, many Ram Rams.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BeHereNow.